I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, we start off with sad news. Yesterday morning at 7:45 a.m., White Mountain fire units were paged to a residential structure fire. Sadly, one person was killed in the fire. An active investigation by Mono County Sheriff's, White Mountain Fire, and California State Fire Marshal's Office is into its cause has been initiated. Now, focusing our attention up on Mammoth Lakes, PD department, in response to the California Police Chief Association statement on immigration enforcement, a message from the chief of police: the topic of immigration enforcement is of great concern in our community. I'm sharing this message today to remind our residents and visitors that there has been no change in the procedures and policies of the Mammoth Lakes Police Department regarding immigration. Our agency does not enforce federal law, and we do not inquire about the legal status of anyone that we encounter. Our priority is the public safety of our community, and we want any victims or witnesses of a crime to feel comfortable communicating with us without fear of being detained for their legal status. MLPD is a proud member of the California Police Chiefs Association, and we stand behind their statement regarding the enforcement of immigration laws. Here is that statement from January 21st. Today, the president of the California Police Chiefs Association, Tracy Avalar, released the following statement on behalf of the association. Protecting all Californians, including the undocumented immigrants of our community, is the primary focus of every police chief in our state. This means ensuring those living here, regardless of immigration status, are safe and secure. It also means those who have been victimized feel confident they can report crimes and cooperate with local and state law enforcement without consequences. To that end, California has numerous laws and policies in place, including those that the California Police Chiefs Association supported or helped create to ensure the safeguarding of every undocumented person in need of assistance. These protections must remain in place. At the same time, we do not believe our laws should shield dangerous individuals or restrict our agencies and officers from investigating and apprehending serious or violent offenders. Existing laws in California seek to strike this balance by allowing our departments to partner with federal agencies in targeting terrorist groups, human traffickers, and various criminal operations embedded with foreign agents. Our role in these joint public safety efforts is all Join Sierra Forever every Saturday in February for a fun, informative, and free snowshoe hike through the snowy forest around Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, guided by a naturalist who will point out things along the way while you go on a 1.75-mile hike through Jeffrey Pine Forest along a mostly flat trail. Whether you're new to snowshoeing or a seasoned pro, it's a perfect way to connect with nature this winter. It's going to be on Saturday, so it'll be the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. From 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., they're going to meet at the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, 2510 Main Street in Mammoth Lakes. More information can always be found at sierraforever.org/events. And for this next segment, we're going to go to Jeff Gabriel. He's going to be talking about some events that are taking place this weekend down in the Alabama Hills. Take it away, Jeff.
Hello, I'm Jeff Gabriel with Sierra Forever. We have an exciting month of February with a number of programs going on. The Alabama Hills National Scenic Area in Lone Pine. The first one is going to be Saturday, February 1st, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a desert plant walk. The next one will be Sunday, February 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 12:30, Groundhog Day Nature Walk. And then Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., the Alabama Hills Backcountry. All these three activities or programs are free of charge, and you meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. Again, we have Saturday, February 1st, Sunday, February 2nd, and Saturday, February 8th, or the 3 days of programs at the Alabama Hills National Scenic Area, meeting at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. If you want more information, you can go to sierraforever.org/calendar, and you'll get more information about each one of these three programs. Again, I'm Jeff Gabriel with Sierra Forever. Educate, inspire, explore.
Thank you, Jeff, for that update. I'm Jason Brown, bringing you news. For more news, go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. There should be some soccer updates coming later today because there was a soccer game yesterday. As soon as they come in, we'll add them to the news, probably right after the news, you know. So listen to this, couple commercials, and then the sports update. But we really appreciate you listening. Don't forget to tune in to Skippable News on Friday. We have a wonderful group of people lined up to just bring you up to speed on what's going on in and throughout our community. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. And these people on Skippable News are the people that shape it. Thanks for listening.